want to say, saying blessings to his family, his kids and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they ain't have to go, now they got to relive this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. You never could trust the motherfucking nigga sleeping on your couch, man.
Man.
It's crazy, right?
Oh, that's some real shit too, bro. Like that.
Word.
And from what they were saying, like literally, that's some real shit, you know. And I think we'd all kind of been there at some point in life if you live long enough. It may not be to that extent, but yeah, we've been there. My bad. Go ahead, bro.
So yeah, man, I just want to, you know, before we even started, because you asking how Onyx got started, Jam Master J was, he was the guy who we met, who changed, he changed hip hop, he changed our life, he changed Run DMC life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Jam Master J was the way we got in the game. We met Jam Master J and we had a connection from there. You know what the connection was?
What's that, bro?
Weed.
That's fire. That's crazy.
If Jam Master J didn't smoke weed, if we didn't smoke weed, then we probably would have never connected and we would have never met that first day, because that was the initial, that was the, you know, yo, you smoke? Yo, hell yeah. All right, cool. Let's smoke. Boom. That's how we met Jay. You know what I'm saying?
That's some real shit right there.
I got one of the best cyphers ever.
God.
Yeah, you got to be one of the best cyphers ever.
Yeah, we met Jay, you know what I'm saying? First day we met Jay, me, Big DS, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Big DS and Sun C. You know, we met Jay, and we was freestyling for Jay the first day we met him. Day we met
him. Was he hooked from the first day?
Not really. He was more like, when we met Jay, he didn't even have the deal at Def Jam yet. You know what I'm saying? He was still on tour at Run DMC. He still was like, you know, Run DMC was still touring. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of like a low point for Run DMC at the time. You know what I'm saying? They already been out for probably fucking 10 years already. You know what I'm saying? So they was not declining, but they wasn't on like top. But they still was touring big shows with Aerosmith and all types of crazy shit. Like, them niggas was mega stars. So when we met Jay, he was, you know, just at home from touring. You know what I'm saying? So we met him. He was like, yo, I'm going to holler at y'all niggas. I got to go back on tour running them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But yo, here's my number. Keep in touch. And that's how we formed a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Just calling a nigga up, you know, being a pest. Yo, Jay, what up? Yo, I'm busy, man. I'll call y'all niggas back. All right, cool. Like, we was tapping in with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? We was tapping in with the nigga the whole time. Mm-hmm. So 2 years later, after we met him, he was like, yo, I got my deal. Let's get this shit popping. You know what I mean?
That's dope. And from day one, y'all just knew, man. I'm telling you, man, when Slam hit, bruh, like, I'm old enough to have been there when Slam was first, like, when it first came out. Oh my God, bruh, that's...
Slam was, still is. That record was just crazy. Like, it was a process to make that record. It wasn't an overnight shit. It was a well-calculated, you know, we knew what we need. Like, we needed a radio record. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we knew we had to come with something that was going to be for radio and something that was going to cross over and feed the families for the rest of their lives. So we knew we had one chance. Hmm. We came up with Slam, you know what I'm saying? And it's still, to this day, probably Slam gets licensed at least 100 times a year. You know what I'm saying? It's movies, commercials. I mean, this is crazy. Like, NBA, you know what I mean? Sports, like, Slam is just one of those records that's just going to always make money. It's going to always, you know, it's going to always
be the best anthem. That may be the best anthem ever, yo. Like, I ain't gonna say it.
You know,
it's close.
Top 100 anthems, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, yeah. At least top 10. Like I'm not.
I mean,
rap-wise, it's up there.
I see a lot of lists. I see the top 100 this, top 100 that, and we don't even be making a list, which is, I mean, I'm serious. It's cool. I mean, you know, I just feel like that record in particular is one of those records, you know what I'm saying? And we made that with Jam Master J, Shy Skills, rest in peace. He produced the beat. Yeah, man. Shy Skill is one of the best producers ever, man. We all came together, man. Onyx, Shy Skills, and Jay. We did that, man. You know, and then that was the lead single from the first album, Back the Fuck Up, which is like, they saying 5 platinum. I think that shit's probably diamond by now. I gotta really check up on that, man. They saying 5 platinum, but it's been over fucking almost 30 years since that record came out. Back the Fuck Up.
Yo, that's fucking that's incredible.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be 2023 will be 30 years. Because it came out 93. Yeah.
Y'all still can tour off of that song alone if you wanted to.
Wanted to, nigga. Wanted to. The only thing that I'm talking to you right now is because the fucking COVID disease shit. Nigga, we tour all year, every year. That's what we do. Like, that's what, if people know what Onyx do, you know, we got our following, we got our nomads. They know what we do. We over in Europe killing shit every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, this only time that Onyx will be home. We do 100 shows a year at least.
And we all still watch Moesha too, man. You doing good, bro. Life must be nice.
Well, you know, that got a little boost, you know what I'm saying? They blew the cobwebs. They blew the dust off of that joint. And that shit is on Netflix, you know what I mean? Once you do movies, TV, music, and you put it into the system, that shit is forever. It will forever be there. It will forever pay you. And it's just forever. You know, my first movie was Strap with Bo King Woodbine. That was his first movie too. And Forrest Whitaker, he was the director. So he took a chance with us. He looked in my eyes. He was like, yo, if I give you the chance to do this movie, are you going to take it serious? I looked at him. I was like, let's do this. And I had the job. But he told me, man, I was on the set. He said, remember, movies last forever. So whatever you do on that screen will be forever. And when I heard that, I was like, fuck that. Every time motherfuckers say action, it's like go to work. You know what I mean? It's like do what you got to do because it's going to be forever.
And low-key, you do not get the respect you deserve for like being one of the best at rapping, acting, and you was on TV and in movies. Like, it ain't too many others that can say that.
I mean, you know, life, man. I've been blessed, you know what I'm saying? A lot of hard work, a lot of trials and tribulations, but that's just the beauty of art, you know what I mean? You go through things and it gives you inspiration, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Just to be alive and talking right now is the blessing.
Man, tell me about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, but you got to give her your flowers while you're here, man. Like,
facts.
You were an icon of the 90s. Like, coming from the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had, like, the only thing I could, like, you was on TV more than Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Like,
now you wildin'.
All right. I might be wildin' a little bit, but that's the only, like.
You can't disrespect Big Will like that, man. Stop it.
Will and Will,
like,
is.
Niggas saw your face every day. Niggas saw your face every day. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. I mean, Will Smith, man. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was like, you know, that was kind of like when I got the job to do Moesha, that was the show that made me say, okay, because a lot of people was like, nah, I don't do it, man. It's corny, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what the Onyx people, you know, thinking, like they thinking one-sided. But in my mind, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas ain't paying my bills, my nigga. Like, and I thought it was a great situation because I actually got to play myself on a TV show. If you really know about Moesha, I was a guy from New York who came to LA. They let me use my own slangs, you know what I'm saying? I was in the first week I got there and we were doing rehearsals, there was a writer named Mara Brock. Mm-hmm. And she on the right mad TV shows. She's a big writer in Hollywood, but she was a writer on the show at the time. So she was like, yo, we just want to know your lingo. So just say some slang for us. And I was came up with, yo, what up, shorty? And what up, son? And they was writing that stuff into the script. So I would get the script and it would be like, yo, what up, son? Yo, what up, shorty? You know what I'm saying? So they was letting me rock. You know what I mean? Right. And so it was cool that they would, that they let me do that prime time. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when there's a TV show, you got the executives in the back like this. You know what I'm saying? They coming in, they come on tape night. You know what I'm saying? They coming in with the suits. They the suits. They come, that's the producers, they coming in, the white guys, you know what I'm saying? They coming in and they checking the shit out. And the first day I was there, when I came out, you know, Moesha is like a show for like young teen girls, you know what I'm saying? So when I came out, it was just like, you know, all the little girls is like screaming on some old the Fonz shit, my nigga. You ever watch Happy Days when the Fonz came out?
Absolutely. What you talking about?
What it was like. Like, I had to wait till everybody stop screaming to do my line and shit. You know what I'm saying? Dope. It was crazy, man. It was a good time. It was a good time. So, you know, it was good to see that shit back in prime time. You know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Miles. I just spoke to him yesterday, my nigga Miles and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody. You know what I mean? So, we did that. Classic.
Let me ask you this, though. Say you can go back to your 20-year-old self. What would you say?
Get that far back, but go ahead.
What would you say? Like, what would your, what would be your biggest piece of advice?
What would I say?
Yeah.
I would say, I don't know what I would say. I would say, be careful, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I would say, yo, this shit is gonna get real, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, yo, you gonna have a lot of bitches, my nigga. Now, you know, when we came in the game, we did it, man. We lived it to the fullest. We came in the game with me, Sticky Fingers, Big DS, Sun C. We did it. We had a lot of fun. It was, you know, that was then, and this is now. This is the reinvention, you know what I'm saying? This is, let me take care of businessman, man, you know what I'm saying? Kid, young kids, and this is that Fredro, because when I came in the game, son, we was wowing. Every show, there was 1,000. Yo, we came so deep at our shows in New York, I had to pay back the promoter's money because we came so deep. Like, for real, like, if we got... They gave us a 10 stack. I had to get the promoter back like 2-3. Like, yo, just have me. The promoters is like, yo, you're killing me, man. Like, yo, like, we only hold 200 people in the club and y'all dudes got 80 people in here. You know what I'm saying? So that's how, you know, and, you know, we came and we destroyed shit. And there was some real niggas in the group then, but there was a lot of not real niggas in the group. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. You live and you learn. Because you take the good with the bad, because we had mad niggas with us. It worked for us and it worked against us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how we was moving. Now we go to the shows. It's just me, Sticky, you know, DJ, the immediate crew. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody stay in the gym. Everybody, you know, stay on point. Got to keep that up. Got to keep your 1-2 ready. You never know. You know what I mean?
No. So what's your favorite tour of all time?
Favorite tour of all time? I would have to say the favorite tour of all time would have to Survival of the Illest Tour. Ooh. Onyx. DMX, the whole Rough Rider niggas was, yo. Yo, that's crazy, bro. Fucking, who was on that tour? Red Man, Method Man was on a tour.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? It was like basically the whole Def Jam. It was just crazy, man. That tour.
I remember that CD that came out from that joint. Survival, released a CD from that joint.
Survival.
Yeah, I do.
That shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Like 97, like 97,
98. Yeah, DMX was crazy. DMX was on fire, son. Like. And then we had to shut him down, joint with DMX. You know, that shit was like
crazy.
A lot of people Oh, DMX, like, we met DMX way before the Shut Him Down era. Like DMX was coming to the studio at Rich Keller crib in New Jersey. Rich Keller, he do all Swizz Beatz shit now. Like, we was fucking with Rich Keller. He the engineer nigga. Mm-hmm. Well, and we was at his crib in Jersey, and we recorded the whole All We Got Is Us album there. You know, Last Days, Evil Streets, Most Def, Purse Snatchers, all that type of shit. We recorded that at Rich Keller's crib in Jersey. And DMX came through a couple of times. Like, he came through with this dude. I think the dude's name was Sean. I knew this dude from Yonkers. He was a manager. He brought DMX through. Mm-hmm. This is way before DMX got on, you know what I'm saying? And X was coming to the studio, and I think he was not battling, but he was going like head-to-head with my man P.I., my man Panama P.I. These evil street shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that dude, it was going back and forth. We was just, and it's crazy because nobody got it on tape. There was no camera phones. It was just like you had to be there. You know what I'm saying? And so when he got at Def Jam, that's that same nigga that was coming to the studio. So it was kind of like, so when we did Shut Him Down, it was just like the chemistry was just like he was like, we was like part of each other. Like he was the fifth member of Onyx.
That's dope. That's fucking, you know, dope, man.
That nigga came to the video, Shut Him Down video. DMX came by himself. Just him and a fucking pit bull. And we used the pit bull in the video. Listen, look at the Shut Him Down video. That's DMX dog. Just him and the dog came. Not one nigga with him.
That's real ass shit right there.
Real shit.
I respect that so much more.
So that's about.
I heard too many stories about X on the same shit.
Yeah, that's Survival
of the Illest. Him and the Doug, yeah.
Yeah, man, Survival of the Illest tour. That shit was crazy. Matter of fact, I think Ja Rule was DMX hype man at the time.
Who low-key don't get enough respect for his live shows. Ja Rule was fucking dope back in the day, live.
Just before Ja Rule even came out with his album, he was on a tour with DMX, doing DMX whole shit with him. You know what I'm saying? So imagine that shit. That shit was like, imagine them two niggas. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was one of the illest tours. And then Red and Meth, them niggas like, you know about Red and Meth show, right? You know what them niggas do.
Yes.
Like them niggas top five dead alive with the shows, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was very competitive. It was a competitive tour. Like, we always trying to take the next nigga out on that tour. Like, yo, you know, it was crazy.
All right, let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
What group or act do you like to see the most?
What group or act do I like to see the most?
Yeah. Say that again.
M.O.P.
M.O.P.
Oh. I fucks with them niggas. Like, them niggas' show was crazy. Like, yo, we had a show with these niggas somewhere in South America. It was great. Yo. Crazy. Yo. So, we got there late. And we in South America. I'm going to keep it 100. South American, nigga. You know about South America, Chile, Peru. You know what it is out there. You know what I'm saying? So I was twisted like this. And I'm watching these niggas on stage. I'm like, yo, them niggas was killing shit. I said, yo, I got to go on stage after this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, drinking mad water. Shit, nigga, like, shit out there is crazy, son. No cut, nothing. Uncut.
Damn. I've never seen them either.
I like to see M.O.P. show. And then them niggas is cool niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we on tour, we always have a good time, you know what I'm saying? So, we from the same era, and, you know, we saw the Mad Phase getting crossed out in their video, you know, their video, the first video. We seen that.
Okay.
We saw that.
I didn't know that.
You know, love is love. You know, I like to see them perform, and I like to see let me see who I like, you know, live show who we always bump into that's always official. Daz Effects. You know, every time we bump into Daz Effects, it's always official. Drazy, my nigga, I like to see them niggas. Like, these is my niggas I came up with. Right. Cypress Hill. You know,
Cypress Hill was nasty as fuck, man. Very underrated.
Yeah, who? Cypress Hills?
Yes, yes.
They not under. Hey, the niggas is legends. You know, it depends on who you asking when you say that's true. Underrated. Yeah. It depends on who you asking, because you ask a diehard Cypress Hills fan if they underrated, and the fucking might want to kill you. So, you know, you said it. You know, I heard you say it a couple of times. Are you underrated? But it depends on who you're speaking to.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? True. You gotta look.
Because they are fucking legends. You're right about that.
Of course, you know what I mean? Yeah. Of course. So I like seeing niggas I grew up with live shows. Dougie Fresh, he an ill performer too. I like seeing him perform. You know, yeah. You know.
Yo, what shit like Run DMC, man, in their prime? Like Run himself on stage, fucking monster.
Me and Run is the same. We the same person. Like, me and Run is, you know, he got the leader quality. He got that, you know what I'm saying? I kind of, it's natural, but, you know, it's same, you know, Sticky is like DMC, if you think about it. Very hard, tough, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Me and Sticky was the Run DMC of the group of Onyx the whole time. About it, you know what I'm saying? I think Jay saw Run and Dean and me and Sticky. Like, them two niggas is Run DMC.
And you know, it's crazy, like, when you see and y'all, like, interview together too, like, the way y'all coexist in an interview, you can even tell that chemistry is there.
It's the same chemistry that Dean Run got. Me and Sticky got the same chemistry.
Facts.
We wrote an Onyx movie called, we wrote it with my man, Taheem. He wrote Equal Standard. That's a movie that's out right now with Ice-T, Son Johnson, Jermaine Hopkins, Selena Johnson, Tobias, a whole bunch of good actors in that movie. It's called Equal Standard. Me and him, I wrote the manuscript. He flipped the movie. He wrote the movie. He wrote the script. And me and Sticky, you know, we all wrote the script together. And, you know, it's in the movie, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? You see the whole history of Onyx, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we gonna get that rocking.
Who are you rocking now? Who have you heard that gives you a feel to anybody that reminds you of anybody coming up from the 90s, from the golden era?
Oh, man. Yo, it was this nigga I heard the other day. This nigga from Baltimore.
What's this nigga? Tech. No, please don't do it, man.
YG Tech.
No.
Who?
YG Tech.
Nah, not him. Royale or some.
Oh, ain't that old boy with Ill Conscious?
Nah, Ill Conscious, my nigga, I got a song with him. But this nigga got some shit about projects or something. He got a new project out. This nigga is crazy. Like, he one of the hottest niggas I heard in a minute. Can't think of his name, though. But, you know, we rock with the whole Griselda movement. That shit is cool.
That's nice.
You know, me and Conway was in the studio, just me and him, for the 100 Mad project. He pulled up. Conway pulled up, you know what I'm saying? Sticky had bounced. Sticky was shooting a movie. Sticky bounced. Conway pulled up to the studio. It was just me and him just going, you know, head, you know, ball for ball type shit. Like, he over his corner, I'm in my corner. We rocking. Everybody smoking their own shit, you know what I'm saying? The music is loud. You know what I mean? It's just me and this nigga in the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this is before they Ublu, but they was on their way. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga Conway different, man.
That nigga is crazy. You know what I'm saying? The joint is called Body Catches. Shout out to my nigga Jay Nice, my nigga making pay on that joint too. Shit crazy, man. You could people could just go on YouTube, 100 Mad and Conway, man. You know, there's Griselda niggas. I fuck with them niggas. Shout out to BSF. We got the Rappers and Ballers podcast. And BSF, you know, that's Benny's label. You know what I'm saying? They was the first guest, the BSF niggas, man. My nigga Ricky Hyde, Heem, my nigga Luciano, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas came on there. We had a great time. We shot that shit in the Candy Pens Mansion in LA. So yeah, we fuck with that Griselda shit. Rappers and Ballers podcast is out right now. First episode is out. Check that shit out. It's crazy. Shout out to my nigga Johnny Voga. Word.
Hey, that little EP 38 Special is fucking fire.
Yeah, man, we talk about sports, street shit, hip hop. You know what I mean? Yo, you know, so shit. If Nori could do it, shit, you know what I mean? Nori, fuck it. You know what I mean? Nori, like, yo, shout to Nori, my nigga. He set the blueprint.
He did, but that nigga liver is not gonna last. You gotta ease up some.
He might be rocking niggas to sleep. He might be drinking water. He might be drinking apple juice.
I hope so, man.
He might be rocking niggas to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so, man. Because they look like they'd be going hard in the paint.
Nigga, you see how they doing a movie set? It'd be apple juice in a Hennessy bottle. Niggas be like, yo, share with that.
Shit, man, that's dope. I ain't never been on a movie set, but you know, maybe before I croak, I will.
You know? Yeah, but I could be like Sprite, water, whatever you want it to be. You know what I mean?
So we
got the podcast popping, Rappers and Ballers, and we got the EP.
Yes,
you know what I mean? We got a Rappers and Ballers EP too. Fuck it, you know what I mean? Throw EP out. Johnny Vogan, nice with it. I'm nice with it. You know, shout the local astronauts. They got the crazy beats. We just, you know, it's for the culture. Yo, straight up.
That Mamba mentality on repeat. That shit's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, we doing a video for that one. That's please crazy. But nah, but niggas like the Oakley versus Barkley joint too. But I like
that.
That's
just fire too, though.
Yeah, pass me the rock. Nobody shoot it better than me. You know, that's the Kobe mentality. You know what I'm saying? When I wrote that verse, I was watching the Kobe joint, you know what I'm saying? The shit that came on, and that shit was just and I heard him. He said, he said, pass me the rock. Nobody gonna shoot it better than me. I was like, ooh, I'm taking that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that Mamba mentality, that record crazy.
That's fire.
Album, we mix sports with hip hop, you know what I mean? If niggas really peep it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Yeah, like I was gonna play it, but if I play it, then they'll flag me for a copyright. Even though you're on the fucking show.
Nah, let people just go out and do their own thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Go on YouTube and check that out. You know what I mean? The Mamba Mentality joint or Spotify, whatever the fuck.
Yeah
man.
Shit's fire.
Yeah, man.
Who produced that EP?
These kids called Local Astronauts, man. These dudes was nice, man. These dudes is this kid named Polly Rob, but he got a whole crew. They from LA. Mm-hmm. But it just sound like they from LA, but it just sound like some New York shit. I don't know why. It do, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, we knocked that shit. And I'm gonna keep it 100. Like that a lot of that shit I wasn't even using a pen. Like a lot of that shit I was freestyling, man. Not freestyling, but just like rocking without no pen, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, I like to challenge myself as a rapper to kind of like, you know what I mean, not pick up a pen no more, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what shit sound like you just started, bro. Like, I'm gonna keep it a stack.
To keep it
a buck, man. Like nowadays, you find better content still from rappers from the 90s. You know what I mean? Like you still find a better content.
I mean, but to be fair though, you should find better content in rappers from the 90s because they grew up.
I mean,
Nah,
see, my thing is this. I'm gonna keep it like this. I look at hip hop like Apple look at making phones. Every year Apple is gonna update their shit. They updating their apps all the time. So if you got that mentality as an MC, if you always updating your shit and you staying, you know, your ears to the street, you know what's popping around here, you know what I'm saying? We can't be outside no more, but if you outside, as they say, then you're going to know what's popping, and that's going to keep you updated. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep your slang updated. It's going to, you know, and that's basically what I've been my whole career. I've never got to the point where I was too big not to know what's going on. So that's how I feel like my mind and my skills stay sharp. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, they get too out of the loop and they don't update when it comes to rapping. You know what I'm saying? And when they rhyme, they sound old school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It sounds bad.
Yeah. It sound old school, which is cool, but you want to sound old school, but you know what I mean?
He wants that old school and the old school tour.
If I'm rolling up this Onyx.
That's it.
This Onyx OG right now, man. It's been real rocking with y'all dudes. Where y'all from, man? Let's switch the interview to see what's up with y'all niggas.
From Detroit, man. What up, though?
Oh, word, Detroit?
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore.
Damn, I just did a movie in Detroit, man.
That's what's up, man. Shit, that's fucking dope.
Called Asbury Park.
Oh, that street was a couple streets up from where I grew up from.
That on 7th Mile.
Yeah, I grew up on 7th Mile in Southfield. I don't know. That's probably about five streets away.
Yep, I was out there. This was like about a month ago.
Oh, man. Should I fucking know? You know what's up?
Before I was going to do this interview, I had this, because I went out there, I had to get me a couple of those Detroit vs. Everybody shirts.
Nice.
So I got a couple of them shits, and I was like, I was looking at this shit. I was like, I'm going to put this Detroit vs. Everybody shirt on and shit. And I was like, nah. And you from Detroit.
They definitely should have rocked that. Shout out to them. Yeah.
Shout out to Asbury. The movie's coming out real soon, and it's about police brutality. You know, it's that whole shit that's going on, man. Just rest in peace to everybody out here, man. Black Lives Matter. Rap Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Shit is real, B. Shit is real.
All right, Rome. Yeah. Rome grew up in Baltimore.
B more, right. So he should know the rap I'm talking about.
Yo, I'm trying to think. Yeah. I know a few of the young niggas.
Man, like, come on, man. Baltimore is the biggest one. Stop, bro. That nigga, they trash in Baltimore. It's Let's be honest, man.
Hold up, yo.
They trash in Baltimore.
Don't make me
man.
Do it. Don't make me pull a Detroit card, yo.
Where them lo-fi niggas from? Who's that? Lo-fi. Where them niggas from? They from Baltimore?
Lo-fi? Yo, I never heard of them, bro. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
What's the nigga named? Jay Grams? Some shit like that?
He don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know a few. I know a little. Like, I'm my hip-hop diet is very strict, you know what I'm saying? Right. So like, I only listen to a select few. So like, I know probably like, I know a Young Moose, I know YG Tech, you know what I mean? And it's a few, Van Hunter Izzy.
What about Dirt Platoon?
Dirt Platoon is fire.
Them niggas sound like M.O.P. Yeah. Ain't they from there?
Yeah. I know this shit and he don't know that. How you don't know this shit, bro?
He ain't saying the right names, God. Nah, let me stop.
And the sad part is, like, we interviewed Ill Conscious before.
Yeah, peace to all the niggas from the DMV, man. All the niggas coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but blood clot respect. Your blood clot there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Peace to every nigga rapping, every nigga trying to get out, come up, nigga. You know, I don't knock no one. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, everybody in the grind, get it.
Yo, and I got somebody you should check out too, man. This nigga named Connie Sun. Like, we've been rocking with his shit on the show for a minute.
From Cleveland.
Yes. Yeah. That dude is fucking fire.
Go to that nigga page. I got a picture with that nigga. He didn't fuck with my man Y2K. Listen, man. He remind me of DMX.
Yes. Low key, man, I kind of got Pac. I'm not even going front, and people don't believe me, but he got that soul in him, bro. Like, shit's nigga's different. Son,
like I said, nigga, I keep my ear to the street. I feel you. I don't let nothing could get past me if it's hot.
That's dope, bro. That's fucking dope.
That's fire.
That is connected because, like I said, I fuck with my man Y2K. He be doing his thing. He brought Connie's son to me. And I told Connie's son, I was like, yo, do it on your own, man. I want to see you do it. Just do it your way and just do what you do. You know what I'm saying? And now you telling me about him. Yo, he could pop, man. He's dope. He got that voice. He could sing. That nigga could rhyme and beat on his chest at the same time. Type nigga.
He got mad crossover.
He one of them niggas. I can't beat on my chest and rap. I can't do that.
And he can make music that apply to different age genres, the different genres. Period. Like, he got so much versatility, bro.
Connie's son hot, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my little brother, Bamboo Star, man. Before we get out of here, my little brother, Bamboo Star, he doing his thing. So I got to Gotta let niggas know about him. We promoting everybody else. So, Bamboo Star, my little brother. My name is Fredro Star, big bro. I'm out of here. Shout to Hussein, Micah, Chris. I got a lot of brothers. You know what I'm saying? Shout to all the Scruggs brothers. Straight up. We out of here, man. We got them Onyx Ewins. Them Onyx Ewins is out right now. Go to UNathletics.com. Cop them shits. You know what I'm saying? And if you want anything, Onyx hoodies, go to OnyxHQ.com.
Yo.
And we get the fuck out of here.
And hit me up on the other shit too, bro. On some real shit. Definitely appreciate your time, your wisdom, and your energy, King. Onyx in the building, the GOAT.
Yeah. Whatever. One of them,
Fredro Star. We out.
Onyx life.
Peace.
Peace. And don't forget, man, to check out emeraldshell.com and liberationmindedmedia.net. I'm sorry, .com. That was pretty fucking fire, bro.
Yeah, that was fire.
That was fire. And we got the live stream, most of it. I couldn't change shit about the screen. I just left it as is because I need to get that audio. But that was definitely shout out to Fredro Star, man. Definitely that was fucking dope. Anything you got to say, though, before we out?
Yo, big shout out to Fredro Star. Shout out to Onyx, Southside, all that. Check us out tomorrow. We got the water cooler popping. Subscribe. And share the YouTube, please. By all means, you know, I don't care if you're looking for 5 seconds, yo. Just give it a thumbs up, subscribe, share the show. Got a water cooler popping tomorrow, like I said. And follow me on IG. That's driving_perfection_43. Shout out Keys Development. Big shout out 300 Gangsters, always. And that's it, man. Check it out tomorrow.
All right, no doubt. Yeah, and listen for longer than 5 seconds, man. Still share our shit, though. Oh, and they have suspended the My Skin Is My Sin YouTube. So go to Intellectually Petty on YouTube. And please subscribe. Definitely appreciate that. Other than that, man, we out. And definitely, once again, man, thanks to the God, to the King, to the brother, to the my nigga. Whatever you want to say, man. Fredro Star was in the building, man. Definitely dope.
Yo, shout out Knowledge, too, man. Shout out Knowledge.
Shout out. Much respect, man. Do the Knowledge Radio. Go check that out. Just definitely was a good look, man. Appreciate it. We out.
Appreciate you. Peace.